My name is Anna, and I am here with Amy, and we are part of the youth media team. We're just wondering why you're here today.
Hi, my name is Susan McRaymon, and I'm here to tell people about using languages or using technology to promote languages in the early years.
My name is Bianca, and I am here today. I did a presentation just finished on sharing ideas for teachers to use technology in their classrooms.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a primary school teacher. I teach first class at the moment. I'm really into using different languages in the classroom, so not just English and Irish, but incorporating other European languages. And I really love using technology, especially robots, little bee-bots, and also using Kano and Scratch in the classroom.
And I was a primary school teacher. I still am a primary school teacher, but I've taken a career break at the moment, so I'm not going to be in the classroom for the next 4 years, and I've gone back to study. Back to college, I'm in DCU, and I'm researching educational technology in science and maths at primary school level.
How often, like, would you use technology? Would it be, like, just a general thing, or would it just be kind of sometimes?
Yes, so I'd use technology every day in the classroom, and for as much as possible, and try and incorporate it into every subject in the classroom. So especially, you know, kids using the interactive whiteboard, using tablets and apps in the classroom, and using robots, like I was saying, for, you know, language learning and inspiring different ideas for, you know, storytelling.
And yeah, when I was in school, I would have used technology every day. Not in every single lesson, but at least every day. And myself as a person, I use technology every single day. I use Twitter, or I'm on different types of social media, so I use technology an awful lot.
You were in our class yesterday. Could you tell us a little bit more about what you were doing?
So yesterday with your class, we created a map of MENA together, because that's where your school is. And so everybody had a job of drawing a picture of something that's in the town. And so with all our little squares, we put them together and made a map of MENA. And then we tried to get Bebot to go from one place to another place and create a little trail for him through MENA.
I was also working with sixth class in your school, and we were using Makey Makeys. And what we did was we travelled around Google Earth using different controllers. So the first set of controllers we made, but with pencil and paper, by drawing arrows and naming them and wiring them as north, south, east, and west. And then with the second group, we used people instead of arrows, and we turned people into north, south, east, and west. And we were playing geography games, where people had to guide other people who weren't allowed to look at the screen around the world and take them, say, from Dublin to Sydney and then from Sydney to New York. So we were doing geography with Makey Makey yesterday.
What do you kind of, like, think about the conference just on today?
I really enjoyed it. I know we kicked off last night with the Maker Meet, which was so much fun. So all the adults and, you know, you guys were there too. We got to make lots of things, and I was part of the group that made the marble run, which was just so much crack. And then this morning, listening to Steve Bunce, his presentation was unreal. It's just so inspiring, all the things that you can do in the classroom with the kids. So the conference is great for sharing ideas and, you know, picking up new things that we can bring back to the classroom next week.
Yeah, I have to agree with Susan. The conference has been amazing. The Steve this morning was fantastic. I have been seeing bright eyes all day.
Yeah, we had a good sing-along.
But I think the Maker Meet last night was brilliant. I think a couple of people came along and they were a little bit afraid of what it might have been, but actually I think everybody came away having learned something, and it was a really good time, and there was such good energy, and I hope next year it happens again. It doesn't go back to Teach Me, because I think the Maker Meet was fantastic.
If you had one wish for schools and technology, what would it be?
That I had more? That I could invest more, maybe? It's not too honest, but if I had one wish... Yeah, well, I know, because I work with infants and senior infants quite a bit. I feel like sometimes they don't get to experience as much IT as the older guys do. Like, especially you're in sixth, so you get to see it a lot more. So I think... for me, that would be my wish, that we could use IT a lot more in the early years in school.
Yeah, I can't agree enough with Susan that my one wish is that there was more of it and that people weren't afraid to use it, and that there was more funding for the government. And it's not that the principals don't want to buy it, it's that they don't have the money to buy it. But can I ask, what would be your wish if you had a wish for technology and school?
I kind of wish that it might be a bit more 3D. So it's like if you were looking at a map of somewhere, you could just kind of like have it 3D, and then it would be kind of, you could see all the little buildings and everything.
To be able to use it in every subject, or at least most of them, being able to use technology and maybe help us to understand about history, about geography, whatever we're doing.
Brilliant.